Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Casey.
I'm Felicia.
This is our first podcast. We don't really know what we're doing.
You sound like you're having lots of fun.
I've had a lot of alcohol.
Yeah. Well, this is our first podcast.
It's probably going to be a boring one, but stay tuned for the next one. It's going to be a lot more interesting.
Oh, yeah. We just want, you know, we want you to get to know us.
Before you hear the crazy story.
Yeah.
We're both 20.
Yep.
One.
Yeah.
20-something. And
we're three days, what?
3 days apart. Felicia's a baby. She was born 3 days later than me.
Yeah, jeez.
Child.
God. Come on, Mom.
She's married and is a homeowner, and I just moved in with them, so that should give you a little insight to our situation.
Yeah. We've known each other since, like, seventh grade.
We met in gym class. Had a big douche of a teacher.
Oh, gosh.
I hope he doesn't hear this, but
I'm sure Mr. Feedback will not hear this. Hopefully he doesn't watch it now because he knows we're talking about him. Okay, but yeah. Anyways, yeah, we've known each other for too long and...
Way too long.
And it's just...
It's been hell.
I'm just kind of over it at this point.
Yeah, me too. So, that's why we live together.
But now, yeah, now she lives here and... Yeah. But we grew up in Montana and...
Now we live in Texas.
Yeah, we live in Texas now because Or Jake's stationed here, my husband. We have a YouTube channel. It's Jake and Felicia. Yep. But this is going to be just my podcast because I don't know.
Yeah, so you probably won't hear a lot more from me. Yeah. Very, very.
Well, we'll probably do a few, but it's just me. My podcast, probably.
My podcast.
But... Yeah, so, you moved in. How is that?
Oh, it's horrible.
Oh, jeez.
Just kidding. It's actually been really fun. It's kind of funny because, you know, this is the thing you talk about in middle school with your best friends. You're like,
yeah.
Oh my god, we're gonna grow up and live together. We're gonna have our own house, and we're gonna, like, make dinner, like, that kind of thing.
But it's really not that fun. Like, it's...
Yeah, like, I mean, our dreams came true, and they're all right. I mean...
Yeah, like, back then, you think about it, you're like, oh my god, that would be so much fun. And now it's like, yeah, it's just...
And then it happens, and you're like, god, I have to cook for myself every night.
Oh, yeah. That's how I am. But once I start cooking, I'm fine, but...
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. I don't know.
I'm being really obnoxious, I apologize.
No, you're not. But yeah, we have like 4 animals, so that doesn't really help because...
We have 4 too many animals.
Yeah.
We have...
Three doggos, 1 kitty.
Mm-hmm. Got Callie, Moose, Ranger, and Pete.
Yep, Petey the cat. He's in here with us.
Yep. He's trying to get out, but he can never escape our love.
We're actually doing this podcast in his room.
Yep. He has his own room.
Yeah, basically. There's cat stuff everywhere, but... Yeah, he's probably like, get out of my room.
Yeah, so we're kind of crazy animal people.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I could do another one. No.
Yeah.
I literally need to tell myself, no, because I will hate it. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll love the animal, but I'll be like, why did I do this? Like, Ranger's not that bad anymore, but when you first got him, I was like, oh, God.
Yeah, so I moved down here with Pete. I brought him from Montana, and Jake and Felicia absolutely love him, and he loves them more than he has ever loved anybody. Mm-hmm. So that worked out really good. And then I decided to get a dog. It was kind of... It was, like,
not the best decision, but now it's, like, yeah.
Well, I feel like I had a hard time, like, connecting with him at first. Like, yeah. I didn't really feel a bond with him, but now I definitely do. And he's so sweet, and he knows I'm his mom, and
yeah, definitely. So
I wouldn't trade it for anything now.
Yeah. He's actually a pretty good dog. Like, he's a puppy. He's only, like, I don't know, 15 weeks old or something. Right?
15. Yeah, he's 15 weeks, so he's... Well, actually, in 2 days, he'll be 16 weeks, so he'll be 4 months.
Yeah, and he actually doesn't really chew, like, he doesn't chew on things. I mean, he does, but, like, if you leave a puppy out in the living room for any sort of time, they're going to destroy something, like the rug or a blanket or a pillow. And I don't know if he's just tired, but, like, today he didn't touch anything. Like, he just laid down, and Casey was in her room, and I think he was like, what the heck? I want to be in there. Like,
he just laid by the door.
Yeah.
He's really sweet.
Yeah, he's a good boy.
Yeah. Enough about him. This is our podcast, not
Rangers. Rangers podcast. Yeah.
But we should do a podcast, just the dogs barking and talking to each other.
Yeah. We should definitely do that.
Be a big hit.
Yeah. But, anywho. So, what are your plans for your life?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I don't know. Well, so, I have a boyfriend from Montana. It's been, like, an on-again, off-again thing.
Yeah.
I wish I wasn't, but I am in love with him. And so...
What if he sees this?
I don't really care. He knows. I've said that to him before. Yeah. We've been through a lot together, like... way more than you should ever have to go through with somebody. It's been insane.
Yeah.
But it was kind of, I don't know, it was kind of inevitable. Like, we both knew it was going to happen, but it happened. That's a long story, though. I don't really want to bring up any of that stuff right now.
Yeah.
But I will most likely move back and live with him, but that is just depending on how everything goes. It's kind of changes day by day, you know. Yeah. So gotta make sure.
Yeah, it's kind of, life is hard, but then, like, in a few years you'll be like, why was I even stressed about that? Like, it just flowed its own way. God, you know, carried you.
Yeah,
you know. But
yeah,
it's hard not to stress. Like, I don't know if we're gonna get out of the or if Jake's gonna get out of the military, or I don't know.
Yeah, I'm a strong believer that everything happens for a reason.
Yeah,
it's definitely just kind of hard to figure out what that reason is sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, but Felicia's right. Like, I'm so bad about stressing about things that I do feel like there's stuff that it's valid to be stressed about it, but at the same time, it's not helping anything. It's just making me more stressed.
Yeah, and stress is not good on your body, and, like, it's just, like, why stress about it, you know? You're only 20 years old.
Yeah. And so. I look like I'm 40. just kidding. I actually look like I'm 12, so.
I was like, what? That's a new one.
Did you cut your hand?
Yeah, on the potato. Aww. I was, like, peeling the...
She was trying to peel the potatoes, and she peeled her own skin.
Yeah, literally. Fun. I was like, oh, well, that's probably not good. Blood in the potato.
Yum. Glad I didn't eat any of those fries. Probably just blend in with the ketchup, but...
No, it wasn't a lot. I just didn't want to get any more blood on anything else, so I just wrapped my finger.
Mm.
But anyways, enough on that topic.
So, Felicia, what are your plans for your life?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. There's so many things I want to do. Like, I don't know if Jake's going to get out of the military. He has a year and a half left. Like, that's literally crazy. I don't know if he gets out. I don't know where we're going to live. I mean, like, I don't know where we want to live. Like, you know, we can stay in San Antonio, but we definitely won't. Because we own a house here, but I don't know.
living here sucks.
Yeah, we'll probably, I mean, it's not that bad. It's just, you're not used to, like, the traffic and stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't really like the city life, but we might move to Florida. We might move back to Montana. Like, I don't know what we're going to do, but I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be an esthetician my whole life. Like, I want to start a interior design business or some kind of redoing furniture business. I don't know. And then there's, like, so many little things that I could, that I would do that I would love. I don't know why. Just like to be my own boss.
Yeah.
But one thing that's really high on my list are kids, having them young. But
yeah.
I don't know.
A lot of people warn against that, but
I mean, against it, having kids young.
Yeah, like a lot of people say don't do it.
Yeah, but like my mom, I mean, she wasn't old, but she's older than me. I feel like in middle school and high school, I would have been a lot closer to her if she was younger.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like, but I'm really close to her now. I don't know, like, I just...
Now that you're older.
I've always wanted to be a mom, like, since I can remember, like, I just always had, like, baby dolls and, like, you know, just, like, pretended to be a mom.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a really popular thing. Not popular, but, like...
A lot of women feel like that.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
All I want to do is be a mom. Like,
I feel like that sometimes. Like, I used to feel like that a lot, but after moving here and all of these life changes, it's kind of more about me and what I want.
Yeah.
Doing what makes me happy. And that would definitely make me happy one day, but I'm not prepared at all. Whereas you guys are, like, you own a home, and
yeah,
Jake has a good job, and you have your esthetician license, so yeah, you will have a great job.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. I wonder, it's, like, in a few years or 10 years or whatever, we'll look back and we both have kids. Like, that will be literally crazy.
Yeah. Oh, God. I can't even imagine having kids right now.
I know.
And then I see a picture of a baby online. I'm like, oh my God, somebody put a baby in me.
It's funny. Yeah, I'd have to kick you out though if I had a baby. Yeah. Because that would be their room. No, you could just.
Yeah.
I wouldn't kick you out.
You could just she's already kicking me out.
You could take this room, this front room, but that's not really safe.
Yeah, I'd feel a little scared.
Yeah.
I'm a little scared. Yeah. Plus, I'd be in here with the cat litter, so.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know. I mean.
Yeah.
9 months from now, even if I did have a kid, like.
I probably wouldn't be living here anyways.
Yeah. But.
God, can you imagine? It'd be 9 more months of living with me.
No. Stop it. But. Yeah, it's just crazy. I don't know. Think about 10 years ago now. Like, we were in 7th grade almost. I mean, like, we were in, like, 4th grade. But still, like...
Yeah.
I think it was, like... Or 7 years ago, right? Oh, no.
It's been almost 9, right?
Yeah, because I've known Jake for 6 years. And we were freshmen in high school.
Yeah. So 8 or 9.
Yeah. So almost 10 years. Like, think about that. Like, 10 years ago, we couldn't imagine 10 years later, you know? Like,
yeah. I mean, we thought we had an idea.
Those 2-week boyfriends are...
We're like, oh my God, we're gonna marry him.
I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't remember who I was dating. Oh, wait. No, I don't.
Yeah.
7th grade.
Ew.
I don't know if I was dating anybody in 7th grade.
Yeah, probably not. Well, maybe. But anyways, but it's just crazy. Like, I definitely do not want to be 30, though. Like,
have kids?
No, just be 30.
Like, you don't want to be 30 at all?
Like, I don't want to be out of my 20s. I don't know. It's crazy.
It's funny because you actually hear a lot of people say, like, your 40s are, like, the best time of your life.
Well, let's see. I mean, let's say I had a kid next year. Like, no. But anyways, let's say I did. And then I'd be 40 and they'd be moved out.
Yeah.
Which usually it's, like, 45 or even 50 before the kids move out.
Yeah.
Right? I'd be 40, right? 20 years.
Well, 20 years,
It'd be, like, 38.
Yeah.
Because 18.
Well, if you had them next year, you'd be 40. 40.
40.
Just say 40. We'll just stick with 40. We're bad at math. We're not mathematicians.
But anyways, it's just crazy, like, I don't know. Thinking about the future. Even, like, a year ago, like, we had no plans to buy a house. No way. We were in Washington, D.C. We lived in a one-bedroom apartment with a German Shepherd. Almost a black lab because we got moose in June. But anyways, that doesn't matter. I would have never thought that we would have a house. Would own a house. And I don't know. It's just crazy. Especially in Texas. Like, I never thought we would be stationed in Texas.
Yeah.
But
when you told me you were moving to Texas, I was like, oh my god, no way.
I literally found out that we were going to Texas a couple days before the wedding. Because he got the call when we were in Montana at his grandparents' house. We were, like, getting ready for the wedding, and he got a call from his sergeant, and he was like, you're going to get a call from someone at Lackland in San Antonio. And he did, and then they asked him if he would come here and, like, PCS here and, like, move, whatever.
Wow.
I was really happy. I was like, yes, I hate Washington, D.C.
But, and this has been better than Washington, D.C.?
Yeah. I mean, Jake doesn't like the duty station, but I would... Yeah. I mean, it's cheaper here. And
yeah,
we can actually own a house. There's no way we could own a house even near Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
I mean, we have 4 bedrooms here. And in a backyard.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know.
They actually bought this house without even looking at it first.
Yeah, we actually have a YouTube video of our first impressions of actually in person seeing the house. Like, we bought it in Washington, D.C. We didn't even come to San Antonio to see the house first, which is not recommended, but we actually got pretty lucky because
it turned out great.
Yeah, I mean, we don't really have any problems. The only problem I would say is the hill driveway, which I think it's really, really hilly. Like, it's at a...
It's a big hill.
Yeah, the driveway, but...
Let's put it this way. I've never used my... What's it called?
Oh, your parking brake?
My parking brake. I've never used it before, and I have to use it every day now.
But your house in Yalispa, but you didn't park in your driveway, did you?
I did sometimes.
It was on a hill.
Yeah, but it wasn't as bad as slanted, yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like that was something the realtor should have told us, like... I don't know. I probably would have, if it would have been a bigger problem, like, if that was on my list of no-nos, I would have been pretty mad that he didn't say anything, but I've never owned a house before or had a house on a hill like this, but it's not that bad. I park in the garage, so it's fine. Everybody else doesn't, but anyways, so...
Well, we're getting close to 20 minutes here now.
Yeah, we'll probably stop soon.
I don't really know who would want to listen to us for 20 minutes, but stay tuned for the next episode of... Yeah. Just kidding, I don't know.
No, seriously, stay tuned, because...
We're going to tell the story of everything that went wrong at Felicia's wedding, and it's big. It's a big thing.
It's, yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's not like things like, oh, the decorations weren't put up. You know, it's not stuff like that. It's like pretty crazy what went down, but.
Yeah, it's kind of a personal family story. We'll put it that way.
Yeah. But I don't really care at this point, so.
So fuck it, we'll tell you about it.
Yeah. But anyways, I think that's going to be all for this podcast.
This podcast.
I have to process in my mind. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, that's all for this Bye Felicia podcast.
Bye Felicia.
Just kidding. Should we name it that?
I don't know.
Follow me on Instagram and let me know if you like the name. If not, I'll change it. Give me some suggestions.
You could also look up her YouTube channel. Leave a comment.
Yeah, it's Jake and Felicia. Yeah, that's it.
Thanks. Exactly how you think you would spell that. That's how you spell it.
Yeah.
So.
And then my Instagram is Felicia Marie, but the E in Felicia is a 3. So, maybe I can link that down below. I don't know. I'll think about it.
She'll think about it. And by think about it, she means try to figure it out.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, bye. Peace out. Oh, God.